Hello, this is Dr. Elko with this Thursday night pep talk, Fight Weary. I work with Florida State football team before they play Clemson. And what a lot of people don't understand is that it's not a strategy. I think even some of you listen to this and you're looking for strategy. But as the phrase goes, culture eats strategy. It's more than just a strategy. You repeat a strategy so many times, it becomes your culture. It's so hard trying to get somebody positive or kind just on a strategy because it's so short-lived. But once you keep on putting those layers over and over and over of something, and one of the biggest cultures, maybe the main culture you're trying to teach anybody, especially a team, is how to fight weary. I talked to a couple that was married for 62 years, and I said, how did you two ever stay married for 62 years? And they said, we never fell out of love at the same time. You always, I don't care what you're doing, and that's really what sport, football, track is about, is teaching you a culture to put into you to live much later. To fight weary. And it really came from a story from an Old Testament general, Gideon, who went and was fighting. And after the fight, he went to another tribe and asked for bread. He said, please help me. My men are fighting weary. How do you fight weary? To be a champion, you have to learn how to fight weary. And you have to understand that when you fight when you're tired, and you keep on moving when you're tired, you don't stay weary. It's just a period. Job was clear when he said, the arrow, the bow, was renewed in my hands. He was saying, I found renewal as I was doing, not resting. I used to work with boxers who used to say, come out and cut them, then work the cut. So how exactly do you do that? Well, let's look at three things. The physical, the mental, and the spirit, the spiritual. You can get tired physically, very tired. There's only so much the body can do. You can get tired mentally. I've had enough. I can't take it. I can't keep on taking what they're doing. But the spirit doesn't get tired. The spirit doesn't tire. So you have to shift into the spirit. What does that mean? Now I'm not fighting for me. That's the mental. I'm not fighting with my body. That's the physical. I'm fighting for someone else. I'm fighting for my teammates. You have to get a self-talk, a phrase that makes you fight in the weary. The Pittsburgh Pirates finished the playoffs. Neil Walker, one of their players, blessed to get a chance to work with them, love them. Just talking about a fighting weary group. In his press conference after they got into the playoffs, he said, be where your feet are. Do this minute. Don't look ahead. That's one way you can learn how to fight weary. Don't look back. Do this play. I loved what Goldman, number 90, the guy that forced the fumble, take us into overtime to beat Clemson, said what he said. He goes in the press conference, as was, learn how to fight this play and learn how to fight weary. Go into whatever you're doing and keep on your mind others, people you love, people you care about, people on your team. And when you fight for them, you're fighting weary. And you'll find that weary doesn't stay. Not when it moves to the spiritual. Weary becomes strength. Weary becomes might. Gideon went to another tribe and he said, please help me. My men are fighting weary. He didn't say they stopped. They learned how to fight with it. Everything you do in life will have a weary phase. You don't quit. You just keep on moving. Hey, in the South, grit isn't just something that we eat. It's who we are, baby. Fight weary. This is Dr. Kevin Elko in his 8 of 10 Thursday night pep talks. Fight weary.